find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie Game Feeders, Trail Cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Welcome back to our game of the week, the Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Casefield Eagles. The Owen Gage Bulldogs first to put some points on the board with a nifty run there by number 11, Jake Warrick, around the right side. And that was followed up by a two-point run with number 34, David Binder, on the extra point. 8-0, Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. Ready to kick off, number 16, Jake Wright, will be kicking off to the Casefield Eagles. Going to be a short kick, only about 20 yards. That'll be taken by number 2, Chris Newton. And Chris Newton gets the ball and falls on it, and the Casefield Eagles will take over at about the 35-yard line. Interesting game here, Chad. I'll tell you what, I wasn't quite sure how things were going to turn out tonight with the rain coming down, and we've had passing going on. We've had some good running plays. Owen Gage Bulldogs impressing me, like you've mentioned a couple times, waiting for those blocks, the running backs. They don't run past their block linemen blocking downfield.
No, very patient runners. They're very good at what they do back there.
5:36 to go in the first quarter. Casefield Eagles with the ball. Hand off, big hole there on the left side for the fullback, taking the ball there for the Casefield Eagles. Ran off the left guard. That's number 28, Joe Atlas, with a really quick run, but a big hole by that offensive line of the Casefield Eagles.
Yeah, they had a real nice hole for him, but I'll tell you what, Owen Gage filled it in quick, led by number 11, Jake Warrick. He got in there for initial contact, and they took care of business, picked up about six, but could have been worse for him.
Eagles over the ball. Gertzenberger, the quarterback, two running backs in the backfield. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Oh, and a handoff and a fumble recovered by the Casefield Eagles. Now recovered by the Bulldogs. Number 80 picks that one up.
Yep, Derek Vincent. Got that one. Well, they got in there so fast that Owen Gage almost took the handoff from Casefield.
Yeah, they turned around. Gertzenberger turned around to hand off the ball, and right there, well, even before the running back got up to him, was Derek Vincent, number 80, the sophomore for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. Owen Gage 8, Casefield Eagles 0. We're on the 38-yard line, 1st and 10 for Owen Gage. Wright takes a snap, and we're going to return the favor on this one, as just as the handoff goes to Jake Warrick, number 11. The Casefield Eagles are inside that one with number 44, Drew Lepick.
Yep, Drew Lepick, like you say, he returned the favor. He was in there in a hurry.
And drove him back, a loss of a few yards, loss of about 3 yards on that play. So we'll be right around 2nd and 13, 2nd and 14 to go here with 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. We're going to run a receiver split wide right. Now in motion right to left. Handoff going to number 34. David Binder's got some room on the left side. But it's just past the line of scrimmage. Picks up about three yards past the line of scrimmage. So a pickup of about 6.
Cole Simmons made a nice tackle there because it looked like he was by him, and he brought him down, I think, just hanging on with one hand. I mean, he showed his strength right there because I thought Binder was going to be gone for a real good game.
Well, if he'd let go of that shirt, he would have been gone. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Owen Gage Bulldogs break over the ball, going out of the I formation. Eight-man football here at Owendale tonight on Cruise 102.1 FM. Pitch out to the right side, got a lead blocker, and some nice defense there by number 44, Drew Lepick. As 34, David Binder had a little bit of running space, but Lepick caught him from behind.
Yep, another good tackle, just nice, quick pursuit. Just what you got to do when these running backs are good, patient, waiting for their blocks. You got to pursue them, and you got to get there quick.
Bring up a third down situation for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
I think it might be fourth down.
Oh, we just changed it on me, didn't they? Okay, guys. That's all right. They're all laughing down there. Fourth down. Here we go out of the I formation. Handoff onto the left side. Going to number 34, David Binder. Runs off tackle. Breaks through and just short of the goal line. What a run by 34, David Binder. Some really good blocking by that Bulldog line off of that left tackle guard position for Owen Gage.
They made another nice hole. Again, he took a shot initially, but the yards after contact tend to, they just keep piling up for Binder.
So here we go, be first and goal there on the 1 yard line. That's the Bulldogs with the ball. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. Run off the right side and just a good tackle there, getting some helmet and shoulder pad and his number 28. That was Joe Allis, and I think Joe got a little, may have got his bell rung a little bit on that one. I think he took a good knee or thigh to the helmet.
Yeah, he made a nice low tackle, but sometimes you pay the price for those.
Yeah, he did. Good defense with 2:30 to go here in our first quarter at Owendale. Caseville Eagles knocking on the door. They're already on top here in the first quarter with a score of 8-0. Out of the I formation. Pitch back to Jake Wark, number 11. He's got some space. He's going to walk through the middle as he had a lot of blockers out in front, making a big hole on that Caseville defensive line. It is the Owen Gage Bulldogs on top.
It looked like the entire Caseville team thought that he was going to be coming off of their left, and instead he went to the right, and he had a lot of room over there, a couple big blocks downfield, and like you say, he walked right into the end zone.
We see, I don't think we're going to have too many extra points kicked tonight, at least from the Owen Gage side. We'll give Jake Ray a lot of credit for quarterback. They're going to struggle at the kicking position. We see that on the kickoffs, but nice pass. You see they've got that tall quarterback, Jake Wright. You see in that play, he stands up and looks like he's looking right over the top of everybody. Yet he just looks and throws it over the top, but it's going to be a short pass. It doesn't make it all the way in. So with 2:12 to go, the score is 14. The Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles with 0. Hey, the rain stopped here. I got a little bit of spots on the glass here at the tower, but not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm perfectly dry. I haven't gotten wet yet tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's amazing when you've got a roof over your head, Chad. That's all right. So we've seen some good football tonight. Come on down and join us. It is parents' night here at the Owen Gage High School. And all of the parents were out here at the pregame for all of our cheerleaders that were here tonight and for all of our football players for Owen Gage. It's great to see all the parents that came out, and the moms were all presented with roses to start our ball game. So 2:12 to go here in the first quarter, the score 14-0. Caseville Eagles, we're waiting for you to start knocking on that door a little bit. So the Owen Gage Bulldogs have really come to life in playing some good team football.
Yeah, and so far the story for Caseville has been turnovers. Two touchdown drives by Owen Gage and both coming off of Caseville turnovers. And when you know it's going to be a tough game, you just can't turn the ball over.
So here we go with the kickoff. Number 16, Jake Warrack. He gets it down about 25 yards up in the air. This one's going to be taken by 34. Returning, it's going to be Cole Simmons. Simmons still on his feet, and boy, does he bulldoze down right on the 50-yard line. Taken down by Dylan Fritz.
First and 10 for the Eagles on 50-yard line.
Boy, he runs
Derek
hard, doesn't
Vincent,
he?
Man. Oh, this is like steer wrestling out there.
Oh, he's
a
load to bring
tough
down.
Runner. So we're going to go first and 10 from the 50-yard line. Caseville Eagles with the ball.
You know, I noticed we have 2 minutes left in the quarter. We were waiting for the aerial attack, and it hasn't come yet. Maybe they're saving it for the second half.
Here we go. First and 10, handoff up the middle. This one's going to be Simmons. Simmons hands it off, right guard. Takes it right off the tail of the right guard. He's going to pick up a nice run of about 5 yards. So it'll be second and 5 on the 45-yard line.
Just another good hard run by Simmons. They're gonna clog that middle, but like we saw earlier, when they start clogging that middle, it does leave the secondary open. And
I would throw me out a little pass play, the right flats. Oh, and the snap count works well for the Caseville Eagles. As the flag is down, this one's going to be against the Owen Gage Bulldogs. They asked 15, Zach Gerstenberger. He's working the snap count out there on the line on the Eagles, and he changed it up a little bit, enough to draw about three of the Owen Gage Bulldogs across the line, and as soon as they stepped across, they snapped the ball, and the flags flew everywhere. 1:26 to go here in the first quarter. Owen Gage Bulldogs 14, Caseville Eagles 0. Caseville Eagles out of the pro set. Eight-man football here at Owendale tonight. Fakes the hand up off the middle. There's the pass. Oh, the pass